From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other soft information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia's Omicron cases estimated to peak early February. Indonesia and Japan discuss green energy investment. Now the news in details. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has estimated that the peak of Omicron infection in Indonesia will be reached in early February 2022. The estimation is based on observations of other countries' experiences, where the Omicron variant reached its peak in the range of 40 days, which was faster than the Delta variant. Minister Luhut informed in a video statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, nevertheless, most of the Omicron patients are expected to experience mild symptoms, so the government has prepared a different strategy from the one used for handling Delta cases. He emphasized that Indonesia is now more prepared to face any potential COVID-19 wave that the Omicron variant may cause. Still from Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who met with Japan's Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry, Hagiuda Koichi, on Tuesday to discuss cooperation in green energy, fisheries, environment, and petrochemical industries. The coordinating minister told Koichi, according to a written statement released in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesia has changed a lot in the last 7 years. The coordinating minister proposed that the two countries create a scheme for technical discussions to intensively converse about points of cooperation. Meanwhile, Koichi thanked the Indonesian government for the release of a coal transport ship. He also welcomed the discussion proposal that will involve the government and the private sector. Next, we have Indonesia's National Police, which is preparing a plan to implement Operation Peace Kartens that lays emphasis on a prosperity-based approach to maintain peace and stability in Papua Province. National Police spokesperson Brigadier General Ahmad Ramadan noted in a statement that Antara quoted in Jakarta on Tuesday, Operation Peace Kartens would replace Operation Nemangkawi that will end on January 25, 2022. The operational plan is being ready to chalk out ways to take action during Operation Peace Kartens that differed from those applied during the Operation Nemangkawi. The actions under the Operation Peace Kartens will prioritize persuasive and preemptive efforts by focusing on the functions of intelligence and community development and services. Now we move to the international news. The United States has condemned North Korea's second missile launch in less than a week. In a media briefing on Tuesday, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the U.S. denounces the ballistic missile launch by the North, calling it a violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions and a threat to the region and international community. Next, we have the global economy that faces a grim outlook, World Bank President David Malpass has warned, as the aftershocks of the pandemic continue to weigh on growth, especially in poor countries. His organization's latest forecast predicts global growth will slow to 4.1% this year from 5.5% in 2021. It attributed the slowdown to virus threats, government aid unwinding, and an initial rebound in demand fading. We continue with the French President Emmanuel Macron, who said on Tuesday that the scope of responsibility must be built up for those who produce and disseminate information in the country, including foreign media, and the ways to protect the information space should also be developed. The French leader stressed that foreign media accredited to operate in France must have the same scope of responsibility. Local legislation, according to Macron, sometimes enables propagandists financed by foreign authoritarian regime to disseminate information and take part in debates as journalists. We end the news with the Saudi-led coalition to restore legitimacy in Yemen that declared the beginning of a full-scale military operation against the Houthi movement after regaining control over the Shabwa province in southeast Yemen. Coalition spokesman Turki bin Saleh al-Maliki said on Tuesday in a televised appearance of the Saudi broadcaster Al Arabiya. The spokesman praised sacrifices for the freedom of the Shabwa province from the Houthi militants, calling the liberation of the province a historic moment. Moreover, Yemeni Minister of Information, Culture and Tourism, Muammar al-Aryani, posted on Twitter on Tuesday, "The forces of the internationally recognized government advance on the Houthi positions in the oil-rich Mari province, the last stronghold of the Houthi government in northern Yemen, and recapture most of the Harith district of the province." Listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled "Myanmar People's Safety is Indonesia's Concern."
Diplomatic Corner for today highlights Myanmar people's safety is Indonesia's concern. Listeners, the safety and welfare of the people of Myanmar have always become a concern of Indonesia, particularly amid a political crisis which has been running for almost a year. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, at an annual press statement of Foreign Affairs Minister or PPTM 2022 on Thursday, stated that since the beginning, Indonesia has been continuously committed to contributing. She also explained that in this context, Indonesia has provided its humanitarian assistance to the people of Myanmar. One of them is by using airplanes that brought aid in September 2021 as part of Asian humanitarian assistance. Minister Retno further stated that if the current political crisis situation continues, it will disturb the stability and security not only in Myanmar, but also in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and in the region comprehensively. As President Joko Widodo suggested, Minister Retno explained that ASEAN leaders held a meeting in Jakarta in April 2021, and the meeting produced a 5-point consensus. She mentions the 5-point consensus serve as a guide for ASEAN in resolving the political crisis in Myanmar. However, Retno Marsudi noted that as long as there is no progress in implementing the 5-point consensus, it will be difficult for ASEAN to invite political level representative from Myanmar to take part in the ASEAN meeting. She affirmed that ASEAN must uphold the joint commitments. Moreover, Minister Retno Marsudi mentions that Indonesia will continuously strive to strengthen the centrality and solidity of ASEAN by 2021. ASEAN must keep on functioning as an anchor for stability, peace, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Besides, she also explains that ASEAN must remain relevant and be able to appropriately respond to new challenges in the region and the world, and the people must feel the benefits of ASEAN's. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 12, 2010 about Haiti earthquake. The 2010 Haiti earthquake occurred with a magnitude of 7 with an epicenter 16 km from Port-au-Prince on January 12, 2010. The epicenter was at a depth of 10 km. The United States Geological Survey stated there were aftershocks with a magnitude of around 5. Most cities in Port-au-Prince were damaged, including the Presidential Palace of Haiti, the Haitian Parliament Building, Cathedral of Port-au-Prince, and a hospital. The death toll ranged from 100,000 to 160,000 people. Moving on to an event on January 12, 2006 about Hajj incident in Mina. A stampede at the throwing of the Jumrah on the last day of Hajj in Mina killed 363 pilgrims and injured about 289 others. The incident occurred around 1 local time in the afternoon when a bus of migrants arrived together towards Jamarat Bridge. This caused the pilgrims to panic and caused a stampede. About 2 million people reportedly took part in the worship at that time. We end today in history with an event on January 12, 2016, when suicide bombing happened in Istanbul. On January 12, 2016, at 10:20 a.m. local time, a suicide bomber blew himself up among a group of foreign tourists in Sultan Ahmet Old City, Istanbul, Turkey. A total of 13 people were killed and 14 others injured as a result of the suicide bombing. The suicide bomber was confirmed as Nabil Fadli, a member of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, born in Saudi Arabia, but a Syrian citizen. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Sorry.
Dia berlalu meninggalkan semua hanya untuknya tiada kata berpisah bila harus berakhir segalanya untuk kita dan kapan jua.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Financial Services Authority, or OJK, extended the COVID-19 stimulus for non-bank financial industry since the pandemic predictably still continues. The stimulus was extended until April 17, 2023, from previously April 17, 2022. That was announced by OJK's Public Relations Deputy Commissioner Anto Prabowo in a press release on Friday. Anto Prabowo said the pandemic is predicted to continue, negatively affecting debtors and non-bank financial service institutions and potentially disturb the performance. Anto further remarked, policy was issued to maintain non-bank financial services industry performance improvement and stability, as well as to avoid fluctuation potential when the COVID-19 counter-cyclical policy expires. Before that, as a quick response to the COVID-19 impact in March 2020, OJK had issued restructuring policies that were done by the finance companies. Until December 27, 2021, total financial restructuring had reached 218.95 trillion rupiahs with 5.22 million approved restructuring contracts. The assessment for ability and propriety of non-bank financial service institutions' main party candidate was held face-to-face at OJK office, other places set by OJK, or by video conference. Meanwhile, working capital financial businesses with working capital facilities must fulfill the requirements, namely maximum funding value for every debtor is 10 billion rupiahs. The candidate also must possess collateral in the form of vehicle, land building, and or heavy equipment. OJK also analyzes the debtor's payment ability. Besides that, fintech lending can still facilitate restructuring applications submitted by debtors who were affected by COVID-19 to the lender, which must follow the regulation, which is to be approved by the lender.
Sempat terbaca hatiku, malah terabai olehku. Lelahku sembunyi, tutupi maksud hati yang justru hidup karenamu. Dan bisa mati tanpamu.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadari tak selayaknya selalu buatmu kecewa. Kau lebih pantas bahagia, bahagia karena cintaku.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
jiwaku, ya mampu sempurnakan aku.
Nah, andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan luka.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, West Java is very rich in stunning natural beauty. One of the tourism destinations that you should visit if you are in West Java is Pengalengan Sky Park. The park is a very tourism destination introduced at the end of 2020. This tourism attraction offers natural beauty and a wide expanse of tea gardens. The cool air and green grass, a very appropriate location for refreshing for a moment from the city hustle and bustle. In addition, here it is also a good place to take selfies with beautiful scenery as a background. One of the spots, such as the viewing post, is a favorite place for visitors to capture their beautiful moments. If you are a connoisseur of beautiful sunrises or sunsets, Pengalengan Sky Park is also very suitable because you can enjoy both of them here. In the morning, it is foggy and cloudy, and it surrounds the plantation and makes the atmosphere as if you are in the sky. Meanwhile, toward dusk, you will feel a serene wind here while enjoying a warm drink. If you want to sleep under the starry sky, a camping ground is also provided here. If you don't bring a camping tent, you don't need to worry, because the park also provides the camping tent for rental. Public facilities such as toilets, food stalls, and parking spaces are also available here. So, you don't have to worry if you don't bring food or don't bring enough drinking water. Pengalengan Sky Park is located in Sukaluyu Village, Pengalengan District, Bandung, West Java. The distance from the center of Bandung is about 60 kilometers. This can be reached in 2 hours by motor vehicles. Pengalengan Sky Park is open for 24 hours a day and implements health protocols even though it is an open-air tourism destination. Your safety, comfort, and health are the main keys to enjoying your vacation with your family members. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Dari surga.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Bagaimana keadaanmu, which means how are you? Listen to this conversation about bagaimana keadaanmu, which means, how are you? Kevin is sick. He did not go to college for 3 days. Kevin's classmates come to visit Kevin, bringing him fruit and praying for his speedy recovery.
Hai Kevin, bagaimana keadaanmu?
Aku sudah lebih sehat daripada sebelumnya.
Kami datang menjenguk karena khawatir kepadamu.
Aku sangat senang kalian di sini.
Ini kami bawakan apel dan jeruk untukmu.
Wah, terima kasih. Tidak perlu repot, teman-teman.
Tidak sama sekali.
Silakan duduk dulu.
Kamu lanjut istirahat saja. Kami harus pamit.
Terima kasih sudah datang menjengukku.
Sama-sama.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can follow after me. Bagaimana keadaanmu? Bagaimana keadaanmu? Which means, how are you? Aku sudah lebih sehat daripada sebelumnya. Aku sudah lebih sehat daripada sebelumnya. Which means, I feel better than before. Kami datang menjenguk. Kami datang menjenguk. Which means, we come to visit you. Kami khawatir padamu. Kami khawatir padamu. We are worried about you. Kami bawakan apel dan jeruk untukmu. Kami bawakan apel dan jeruk untukmu. Which means, we bring you apples and oranges.
Tidak perlu repot-repot. Tidak perlu repot-repot. Which means no need to bother. Kamu lanjut istirahat saja. Kamu lanjut istirahat saja. Which means you just take rest again. Kami harus pamit. Kami harus pamit. Which means we have to go. Terima kasih sudah menjengukku. Terima kasih sudah menjengukku. Which means thank you for visiting me. In the dialogue, there is a sentence, aku sudah lebih sehat daripada sebelumnya. Aku sudah lebih sehat daripada sebelumnya. Which means, I feel better than before. The form feel better than before is a comparative form to compare two things. In the dialogue, Kevin compares his condition before and after sickness. For example, mangga ini lebih besar daripada mangga milikmu. Mangga ini lebih besar daripada mangga milikmu. Which means, this mango is bigger than yours. Tas ini lebih bagus daripada tas sebelumnya. Tas ini lebih bagus daripada tas sebelumnya. Which means, this bag is better than the old one. Besides using lebih daripada, which means more than, the comparative sentence can also use kurang daripada, which means less than. For example, wah, tasmu baru. Wah, tasmu baru. Which means, wow, your bag is new. Iya, tas ini lebih bagus daripada tas sebelumnya. Iya, tas ini lebih bagus daripada tas sebelumnya. Which means, yes, this bag is better than the old one. Rio, ini makananmu. Rio, ini makananmu. Which means, Rio, here is your food. Wah, makanan kurang banyak daripada sebelumnya. Wah, makanannya kurang banyak daripada sebelumnya. Which means, this food portion is less bigger than before. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hai Kevin, bagaimana keadaanmu?
Aku sudah lebih sehat daripada sebelumnya.
Kami datang menjenguk karena khawatir kepadamu.
Aku sangat senang kalian di sini.
Ini kami bawakan apel dan jeruk untukmu.
Wah, terima kasih. Tidak perlu repot, teman-teman.
Tidak sama sekali.
Silakan duduk dulu.
Kamu lanjut istirahat saja. Kami harus pamit.
Terima kasih sudah datang menjengukku.
Sama-sama.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Mengajarkanku apa artinya kenyamanan.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present you a song entitled Icak Icak Dek Tau from Bangka Belitung. The song Icak Icak Dek Tau tells about a man who falls in love with someone, but he has not expressed his love to her. The feeling had existed in the past, even he did a dream. While they met at school, he felt nervous. When sitting closer on a hot day that feels breezy, he feels that the one love knows about his feelings. She pretends not knowing, so it makes him confused when expressing his feelings. Well, listener, here is the song Icak Icak Dek Tau by Tommy Ali.
Sampingku sejuk terasa biar panas jam tiga. Macam mana cara sayang ku nak madegeka sayang sedih hatiku kahicak-icak dek tahu apa perlu ku minum cakap tapi hatiku ngeri. Bagagil anget dingin nanti dek keluar jadi hal mengka duduk makan pintial di sampingku sejuk terasa biar panas jam tiga. Macam mana cara sayang ku nak madekeka sayang sedih hatiku kaicak.
Voice of Indonesia.
duduklah nangis sebab ini nangis.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.